This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1749. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world. On this edition, recorded November 27th, Bahrain, Bhutan, Brazil, Bulgaria, Canada, China, Ethiopia, Grenada, India, Indonesia, Japan, Korea, Liberia, Macau, Madagascar, Martinique, Mauritania, New Zealand, Russia, St. Kitts, St. Vincent, Somaliland, Spain, Sweden, Tajikistan, Uganda, USA, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer about that mysterious clandestine against Bahrain, which we reported last week on 7130, Wolfgang Büschel in Germany, follows up. It apparently was on the air for only about 1 week, roughly November 14th to 21st, a short-lived clandestine program. It was 51 minutes long from the London anti-Bahrain TV station called Lua Lua, L-U-A-L-U-A. There are other ways to spell it. It was in Arabic, and the frequency varied from 7130.6 down to 7130.22. This occurred just as Somaliland disappeared from 7120, leading many to jump to the conclusion it was the same transmitter. But it seems more likely to have been coming from Iran. More about Somaliland later. Two stations competing for 6035, so you must be very careful to sort them out. Ron Howard in California says Bhutan Broadcasting Service, 40 hertz below 6035. Sign-off time varies a great deal. November 23rd, usual brief indigenous music at 1213 UT. At 12:16, repetitive indigenous singing. It went off the air at some point because he realized at 12:32 the music was no longer from BBS, but instead PBS Yunnan China, which was alone on the frequency by then. On November 24th, much better reception from Bhutan above Yunnan with easy listening pops, and it certainly went off at 11:56 after a program announcement in English, leaving PBS Yunnan in the clear once again. It too had an English ID at the top of the hour. This is the voice of Shangri-La, brought to you by Yunnan Radio. The Global 24 test via Bulgaria for 24 hours, UT November 22nd on 9465, apparently was quite well heard in Europe. They got hundreds of reports, although it was difficult to hear in North America, where it was really not intended. The day before, I was hearing Brother Scare on a surprise new frequency, 21800, after 1400 UT, which was registered for Spaceline Bulgaria to be available 24 hours. Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria says that's where it was coming from, between 14 and 1653 UT, and it's an old Soviet transmitter made in 1957. Running 50 kilowatts, and he thinks it's the same one used for Global 24. Because it so happens, the 21800 transmission was missing on that date, but I heard it again on November 24th. Ivo Ivanov says, at least during the Brother Scare broadcast, that transmitter is subject to intermittent audio dropouts, which we call IADs. Remember STF Radio, which carried out a special broadcast earlier this year via WRMI and also on some other American stations? Well, they've now scheduled their second broadcast as follows. November 30th from 05 to 06 UT on WBCQ frequencies 5110, 7490, and 9330, all variable. Via WRMI frequencies 7570, 7730, and 9955, and also to Asia, I'm not sure from what site, on 17645. But during the previous hour, there's also a pre-show warm-up, as they call it, 04 to 05 UT, November 30th, on 7730 only for the Americas. Plus, they say, a rebroadcast for Europe, November 30th at 16 to 17 UT on 6095. Check their website, stfradio.com. Ron Howard reminds us of the English program from Voice of Strait in China. It's called Focus on China. Saturdays only at 15 to 15:30 UT on 4940. Actually, the frequency is a bit off to the low side. He was listening November 22nd. It was mainly about relations between Australia and China as the president was visiting Australia. The IDs go, this is the Voice of Taiwan Strait News Radio. Or, dear audience, you are now listening to Focus on China, a Voice of Strait broadcast station. This, for me, even here in deep North America, is the best 60-meter signal from China. Although, unfortunately, not as late as 15 UT. Ron Howard has also been hearing an English segment on another Chinese regional station, Beibu Bay Radio, BBR, on 5050. It's usually around 1320 UT. He was listening November 23rd and 24th, so it seems to be a daily feature. 1319 to 1324 actually sounds like a language lesson. It is in English and then followed by Chinese talking about some of the English vocabulary. And even more English to be heard from regional China, 6060 Sichuan PBS 2. Has a recorded English ID not only at the top of the hour, but at the bottom of the hour at 1430 UT, November 23rd, says Nationality Channel. This is the People's Radio Station, SW6060-7225, FM 88.1. Ivo Ivanov reports a new frequency for the clandestine to Ethiopia, Voice of Oromo Liberation, transmitted via MBR, via France. 17630 replaces 13810 between 17 and 18 UT. It's on the air only on Wednesdays and Sundays. Wednesdays it's half in Oromo and half in Amharic, while Sundays it's entirely in Amharic. Via Bruce Conti in the Medium Wave Mass Yahoo group. Info from Stig Hartvig Nielsen on the WRTH Facebook group about several Caribbean countries which have closed down their medium wave transmissions in case you were hoping to hear them. They are Grenada on 540, Martinique on 1310, St. Kitts and Nevis on 555, and St. Vincent on 700. And now some shortwave frequencies you will no longer be hearing from All India Radio. This was on this week's wave scan, quoted by Ian at the Shortwave Sites Group. Five of its shortwave facilities have closed, each 50 kilowatts, and I am adding the listed frequencies in the handbook. Gorakhpur, 3945 and 7250. Guwahati, 4940, 7280 and 7420. Jammu, Kashmir, 4830 and 5965. Mumbai, 4840 and 7240, and Ranchi, 4960 and 5985. Some of them were already inactive or off the air, but now they're formally closed. Atsunoda Ishida's Indonesian monitoring website says the Voice of Indonesia, 9525.9, was off the air from November 4th at 11:55 until it was heard again at 09 UT November 20th. And confirmed reactivated as of November 20th by Ivo Ivanov, including English hours scheduled at 1000, 1300, and 1900 UT. Lots of luck in hearing any modulation. All we hear is the 4 kHz heterodyne and hardly any modulation around 1300. On November 25th, I was still hearing Shokaze from Japan about North Korean abductions or sea breeze at 1330 to 1430 UT on 5985, making that heterodyne with Myanmar. But the next day, November 26th, they'd made another of their sudden frequency switches to 5910, which at least is without interference, although I suppose the North Koreans are jamming it, which we rarely hear. Ivo Ivanov agrees and says the other broadcast at 16 to 17 UT has moved from 5910 to 6110. It also has English on Thursdays only. Much more difficult to hear clandestine from South to North Korea is Voice of Freedom on 6135. You may recall that it was built earlier this year by an American consulting engineer, Jamie Labadia. I was, however, hearing something in Korean on that frequency November 22nd at 1329, despite the typical noise of slightly pulsating juche jamming from the north. It is apparently scheduled at 03 to 05, 8 to 20, and 21 to midnight UT. While the jamming runs continuously from 0455 to 2400, according to the Aoki listing. Ron Howard in California agrees that sometimes it makes it through the noise jamming, or even the jamming may be missing temporarily. He says he confirms that they have a weekend scheduled for the How How English lesson in Korean, and with English and Chinese segment. It's at 1350 until 1400. On weekdays, however, the English lesson is at 1300 UT on November 24th. One of the expressions was, "I am not a North Korean." The same day I heard it in the morning, Mark Taylor in Wisconsin in the NASA flysheet was hearing 6135 in the evening, 2256 UT in Korean. There was a low drumming-like rumble throughout by the presumed DPRK jamming. Wolfgang Büschel in Germany reports on trying to hear ELWA in Liberia, 2 hertz above 4760. In the evening, the signal was very weak, and all I could hear was some Italian fishermen communicating on the channel. However, it's supposedly starting in the mornings at 0600 UT. On November 26th, there was a tiny signal at 0620, 2 hertz on the upper side of the frequency, and faded out by 0645. A female voice and some music, still very low signal strength. But he expects this morning reception to improve as we get into winter. Tony Magon from New South Wales tells me he just spent a 5-week holiday in China, including a day in Macau and in Hong Kong. There was no sign of Macau's Radio Villa Verde on 738 kilohertz. Oops, I should pronounce that in the Lusitanian manner, Villa Verde. However, the two FM frequencies of TDM in Portuguese and Cantonese, as in the handbook, are operational. He checked 738 again from the Hong Kong airport, and there was still no sign of it in the local evenings. Ron Howard in California was hearing a signal on 5013, November 21st, for over an hour at 1420 to 1525. Fairly good signal, but unstable carrier, and it had spurs exactly 4 kilohertz above and below. Presumed to be Radio Madagascar, which is nominally on 5010. But nothing at all heard on any of those frequencies the next day, November 22nd. In shortwave bulletin, Mauno Ritola via Thomas Nielsen was also monitoring this. On 5013.0, a weak carrier, much stronger via remote receivers in Japan, sounded like a spur of one of the Chinese minority services, probably Mongolian. It went off at 1801. Meanwhile, Madagascar was on 5011.6, November 21st at 2110. All India Radio signed off at 1745. There was an unstable carrier also on 5011.75 variable. Via kilohertz, megahertz, and gigantic hertz, this is World of Radio 1749. Also bringing you the website, worldofradio.com, all of which are totally non-commercial. Our thanks this week for financial support from James Tedford. We said a contribution via PayPal to WORADIO@yahoo.com. Here's more to last week's big story that Madagascar World Voice finally got the go-ahead to ship their shortwave transmitters from Houston to the island. It comes from Dmitry Kutuzov in Ryazan, Russia, via Deneb Radio DX and OpenDX. Google translated via RustDX, so stand by for some fractured English. Good news from Madagascar. Probably next summer, presumably meaning northern summer, we'll begin broadcasting from the island, including Russian. A message from Konstantin Chernushenko. All the papers, all the required government departments of Madagascar have signed. We got a full approval to broadcast from there. The conditions of stay of further stations just negotiated and drafted the relevant treaties. All this happened today, October 14th. Thus, there remains no obstacle to the removal of transmitters, which will be done in the near future from Texas. Sure, shipping by sea will take a couple of months at least, but still, the process has begun. Optimistic broadcasting will start in the spring, presumably northern, of 2015, but I would say more realistic look for the summer of next year. Preparing a special card from Madagascar, perhaps even some gifts for the first to catch our signal in the territory of Russia. A couple of weeks ago, we had some tentative thoughts that Mauritania might have reactivated on 4845. But Thomas Nielsen in Sweden, Shortwave Bulletin, says it merely turned out to be Radio Cultura do Amazonas, Brazil, with a completely different type of programming than to be expected, West African music. If you don't hear Radio New Zealand International on its scheduled frequency at a particular time, check other frequencies which are supposedly scheduled at different times. That's what happened November 21st. Before and after 14UT, they were on 9700 instead of 5950, which was very good for us, making for much better reception this far east of the terminator. Next day, I could not hear them on any frequency, maybe 13840 not propagating, but the day after that, they were back on the scheduled frequency, 5950. By the way, in the shortwave sites group, in a discussion lamenting the destruction of the Wertachtel site in Germany, Calvin Mellon had this comment about what to do with those transmitters. The Telefunkens would be worth quite a bit on the second-hand market, a great opportunity for RNZI. I know they are in the market for replacement transmitters. The Teles 100-kilowatt analog unit at Rangitaiki is on its last legs. From reports I heard, one from the technical director of RNZI, Adrian Sainsbury. From the QSL World column in RustDX, more about that communist pirate in Russia on 7200. Now, several listeners have been able to get it QSL'd, and it is in fact called Radio Comintern. From Deneb Radio DX and OpenDX, Alexander Golovihin in Toliati says, I sent a report November 17th and received confirmation a few hours later, except they did not give the date of reception. It, of course, was an EQSL. Vasily Lazarev also got one when he sent a report on November 20th. Again, without the required details. Dmitry Kutuzov sent them a sample e-card about how to do it. As I mentioned earlier about Bahrain Nan, Radio Hargeisa Somaliland vanished from 7120 about the same time that Clandestine came on 7130, so many have been monitoring both frequencies to see what happens next. Terry Kruger in Florida reports on November 22nd he was hearing presumably Hargeisa at 1400 until it went off the air a sesquiminute later. He says it's seasonally heard fairly consistently every year, rarely with much audio. It pulls the plug typically within a few seconds to a minute or so after 1400. Assuming they come back on at 1500 as listed, propagation never allows it to be detected here by then. Thorsten Hamann in Germany says, as of November 26, I have not heard anything on either frequency the previous three or four evenings between 16 and 18 UT. However, Wolfgang Büschel in Germany reports November 26th, a station again on 7120 plus 4 Hertz at 1310 UT, endless male and female reading, probably Somali from Hargeisa. However, it was off when checked again at 1344. He thinks that it is reactivated, but no longer on the previously reliable schedule. So far, such as on November 26th, I am not hearing it when it used to be audible, signing on around 0330, Hargeisa on 7120. After intense pressure from several sectors inside Spain, Marty Delphine reports some rare good news. Radio Exterior de España to come back on shortwave. But don't get too excited yet. There was a meeting on November 25th, and the new head of RTVE made his first appearance before a multi-partisan committee. José Antonio Sánchez acknowledged that shortwave transmissions would resume shortly, but the future still looks bleak for all international broadcasters. He said the decision to permanently close the shortwave service has been retracted due to pressure from several organizations and associations, which launched a campaign to demand the government revoke the decision made earlier this year by the former director, Leopoldo González Echenique. For example, fishermen's groups in the northwest autonomous region of Galicia said that they relied on Radio Exterior broadcasts during their long hauls at sea, a similar position taken by Spanish international aid workers when they're posted in remote areas in Africa. However, other sources say this will only be a limited resumption of shortwave. Claudio Galas in Chile says it is the main network of Radio Nacional de España to be carried on shortwave, not Radio Exterior, and it'll just be on the air 4 hours a day, Monday to Friday, 6 hours on weekends. The targets are Central America, Europe, and Africa, with programs such as Hora 20, Radio Gaceta de los Deportes, Informativo, and Cinco Continentes. That was according to Estrella Digital. That story is headlined in translation. It will only broadcast 4 hours. Machines, not workers, for shortwave of RNE. Yes, he promised that it would all be automated at Novlejas. Horacio Negro in Uruguay underlines that there will not be any foreign language broadcasts resumed, and only 4 transmitters will be in use. We're sorry to learn from Shortwave Bulletin that one of the foremost Scandinavian and European DXers has died, Claes W. Englund, C-L-A-E-S-E-N-G-L-U-N-D, passed away at the age of 76 on November 15th at a Stockholm hospital. He was among the founders of the European DX Council. Tajikistan is easy to hear, relaying various foreign broadcasters, although you may not be aware of the site unless you look it up. But their own shortwave service, Voice of Tajik, is not so easy. Mark Taylor in Wisconsin reports hearing it in the NASA flash sheet on 7245, at least tentatively, the only thing listed at 0244 UT, November 23rd, an unfamiliar language, and it was about to fade out. It's also reported by the Mexican DXer Magdiel Cruz, quoted from his blog in Russ DX. This was 7245, November 13th at 0200 to 0230, the same time period. It's difficult to verify, he says, and only a PMail address is known. Yet another update to something reported last week. Someone thought that Radio Uganda was no longer on shortwave, but now we have a couple of logs of it via Shortwave Bulletin. Thomas Nielsen in Sweden reports it November 16th at 2240. That's rather later than usual, well after local midnight, with a phone-in program and a strong signal. It was 30 hertz below 4976. And David Sharp in New South Wales also heard it November 7th at 1732. A strong carrier compromised by whispery audio with occasional talk by a man cutting through. Mike Cooper sends a Washington Post story of November 23rd. I suggest you look it up. Agency few Americans use generates controversy, this time with contractors. Yes, it's about the Broadcasting Board of Governors. Just last week, it began compensating people who were improperly fired 5 years ago from the anachronistic Office of Cuba Broadcasting. It seems the general trend is to employ more and more contractors rather than full-time employees. Keep an ear on 9395 for the wide and ever-changing variety of programming from the new Global 24 service via WRMI. So far, the antenna had been aimed northward. However, we understand that on November 25th and 26th, they were experimenting with an antenna more to the west, which is favorable for us in the center of the country, at least between 12 and 21 UT, and reception in the daytime has improved somewhat. Also, there's the new world of radio time on Global 24. UT Saturdays at 0401. We hope that'll be convenient for many listeners. Congratulations to WRMI for completing its first year of transmitting from Okeechobee. Sunday, November 30th, they're marking the occasion with an open house for anyone who wants to visit between 10:30 a.m. and 2 p.m. Eastern Time. Go to 10400 Northwest 240th Street in Okeechobee, Florida. WRNO was missing from its 0200 UT broadcast November 22nd and 23rd when I checked 7505.3. However, November 26th at 2200, much earlier than usual, I was surprised to hear a music test with good modulation on that exact frequency. KJES in New Mexico has also been missing, both from its morning frequency 11715 at 14 to 17, and from its evening frequency 7555 at 02 to 0330. Has anyone heard them lately? A couple of significant call letter changes from the AM switch column of NRC DX News. The 1510 in Boston, Massachusetts, WUFC, has gone back to one of its previous calls as of November 17th, WMEX. And the 1070 in Wichita, Kansas, lately known as KLIO, has also gone back to a previous call as of November 14th, KFTI. Stephen Luce and Artie Bigley inform us that WQEW 1560 New York is being sold to a familiar name for shortwave listeners, Family Radio. Disney is unloading most of its AM stations. It'll be a replacement for WFME 94.7, which Family sold off last year. And to conclude on a real downer, we're very sad to hear of the sudden death, November 22nd, of one of the world's top TV and FM DXers, Jeff Cadet of Macomb, Illinois, who had top ranking in the number of analog and digital TV stations DX'd. The propagation outlook from Boulder, ANKNSC is peaking at 12 and 4 December 4th, solar flux tipping to 115 December 5th to 7th, rising to 155 by December 16th. Glenn Hauser concluding, World of Radio, 1749.